This is David Moore, Chairperson of Astronomy Ireland. Welcome to us once more here on Connemara Community Radio.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
Good to talk to you. Now, before we will come over to see what's happening in the sky, but a very interesting talk will be taking place on Monday, June 16th, online with a scientist who's going to talk to us about auroras on Mars. This sounds very interesting. Tell us about this particular talk.
Yes, indeed. In fact, it's a NASA scientist. His team has just recently discovered that there are no aurora on Mars. We didn't really expect that because they're caused on the Earth by our strong magnetic field. But Mars doesn't have a strong magnetic field. So we didn't expect there would be aurora. But there are. There's some differences. And he's going to tell us all about that. You know, at a popular level, he's a NASA scientist, but he knows he's talking to the general public who haven't got a scientific training. And there's plenty to talk about what goes on Mars and how they found these unexpected northern lights there as well.
Wow. So this is Dr. Bob Lillis. What's his background or where does he come into NASA? What does he do there?
Well, like you find with all these people who lead teams, they've had illustrious careers. And if you go to our website, you can actually look up his biography and you'll see all the missions he's been working on with NASA, culminating in this one that can now detect the actual northern lights, which, like I said, we didn't expect. So this is a fascinating discovery, and we'll be very keen to hear more as to how they think it happens on Mars, how strong they are compared to the Earth, you know, and will future Martian inhabitants, when we colonize Mars one day, be able to see these with the naked eyes, or something you need a special camera or what? I mean, I don't know the full details yet, but I'm certainly fascinated to find out on Monday.
Okay, and do you think, I mean, they obviously, if they found it there on Mars, do you think there might be something similar on other planets, or have we any way of checking that out?
Oh, yeah. Any planet that has a magnetic field is going to have an aurora, almost certainly. So Jupiter is very famous for its aurora. It's a huge, strong magnetic field, and there's all kinds of weird things going on in its aurora. And people who get Astronomy Ireland magazine will have seen the pictures. The Hubble Space Telescope, James Webb as well, they can photograph the aurora, even from back here at the Earth, 500 million miles away. So definitely Jupiter has them. So do some of the other planets. Saturn has a magnetic field. It certainly has an aurora. And the aurora in Jupiter will be much stronger than they are here on the Earth because, of course, it's a giant planet 11 times wider than we are.
Yeah, and the aurora, I think it's mostly to do with the sun, the activity on the sun. They can be kind of slightly predicted because the sun activity is generally understood fairly well now, is it?
Yeah, and I can give you a sneak preview. The big explosions on the sun hurling radiation, not solid lumps, not rocks, not boulders, but individual particles of atoms out into the entire solar system. Some of them will be aimed at the Earth and can hit us. And we can actually now see them coming because we have telescopes in space monitoring the sun second by second, literally. And if an explosion happens, we can see it. And it takes about 2 days for the radiation to get here. So we can actually predict when it's coming. And in fact, we're expecting some, not tonight. I did actually see some earlier in the week. They were very faint. But on Saturday, there's a chance of a good display. Now, we'll know more on the day. So if people want to follow us on our social media, go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, links down at the bottom. Follow us there. And every day we tell you if there's going to be an aurora over Ireland or not, and anything else important that's happening in the sky, all free of charge. So at least do that if you do nothing else. If you don't join Astronomy Ireland, make sure you follow us on the social media for free.
Okay. Now, tell us then about the lecture. How do people take part in it? Because they're obviously, if this is going to be beamed online, so people should be able to get into it. But what do they need to do?
Yeah, Dr. Lillis is joining us from California. Normally, our talks happen at 7, but because of the huge time difference, it's been pushed forward, make it a bit more convenient for him, at 8 p.m. on Monday. And people can watch it online from technically anywhere in the world, but certainly all over Ireland, because we'd also have a sky diary at the end telling people what to see in the coming month after our main speaker. So if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see the lecturers featured there. You can book your tickets. We have limited availability. We can get several hundred people in, so I wouldn't worry at this stage. It'll be on the day if it gets a lot of publicity with a NASA scientist talking to us, it could sell out. And then sit back, watch it on your phone, watch it on your laptop. If you've got a smart TV, you can watch it on that and listen to Dr. Lewis explain how his team did it and what it's all about.
Wow, that'd be fantastic. So, David, that's very interesting for people, as I say. It's something that everybody can get together to do. Now, the other thing, I suppose, is at the moment in the sky, what's particularly interesting? I think we've got a full moon just at the moment, have we?
Yeah, the moon was full yesterday morning. So it'll look fairly full when it rises tonight. But it was very full last night and the night before. So Tuesday and Wednesday were the best nights. You'll see a little bit of the moon. It's not quite lit up. It's nearly a full moon tonight, if you're lucky. But we've also had all this smoke in the atmosphere, high in the atmosphere, so we can't smell it. But it is causing sunsets to turn very red, and the moon rises and moon sets to do the same. So the moon was very, normally it's a slightly yellow color, very orange. Some of my pictures actually looked almost pure red as well over the last few nights. And people have kindly sent us in their pictures. Again, if you go to our social media, you'll see people have posted them there. But we also want them to email them to the magazine so we can publish them for all time. People get the magazine to post thousands of people around the country every month. But they also are filed then in the National Library of Ireland and actually Great Britain for all time. So if you've got a good picture, you want it to outlive you, send it to Astronomy Ireland magazine and share it with the big astronomy community we have in this country.
Uh-huh. And the smoke that's in the atmosphere is coming from Canada, is that right, from the fires up there?
Yeah. The conditions are just right that the jet stream managed to pick up the smoke that went up to very high altitudes, and it's shipped it across the Atlantic Ocean at breakneck speed. And all last week I could see very interesting sunsets. They were not only just reddish, but also quite dim, because most of the light is being taken away from the sun as well. So normally it would be dangerous to look at the sun setting. But some people have been able to send us in pictures showing the sunspots on the sun, just with ordinary cameras. Mm. And normally you'd need a special filter for that. So enjoy the sunsets. And, you know, you might get an almost full moon this week still. That's worth looking at or taking pictures of. But I think Tuesday and Wednesday were the perfect circular, perfect full moon, called the strawberry moon, not because it's a strawberry colour. That's just a coincidence. It's because this time of year is the strawberry harvest.
Absolutely. Now, what other things, any particular planets that people should be looking out for?
Yeah, there's huge activity in the sky. If you like getting up at dawn, you can see Saturn and Venus, and there's full details and diagram in Astronomy Ireland magazine. But the big thing that's happening in the evening sky is that the planet Mars, it's sinking down now into the twilight glow, but before it goes, it's going to pass next to the brightest star in Leo, one of the brightest stars in the sky called Regulus. And Mars and Regulus are about the same brightness, but one's whitish blue, and the other one is definitely a reddish tinge of the red planet. And so we're going to get this double star formed all over the weekend and into next week. In fact, technically they're closest on Tuesday, but a day or two either side won't make much difference. Again, there's a diagram in the magazine showing what it looks like all this week, all next week. So if you're out looking for, after the sun has set and the sky beginning to get dark, say between 11 and 12, you should see this new double star, in quotes. It's actually not a double star, it's a star and a planet. And we won't get the view of Mars passing this close to Regulus again, from Ireland anyway, until 2042. So watch tonight and every night, the rest of this week and all of next week, especially that Tuesday. But don't leave it to Tuesday, because knowing Ireland, that'll be the one night that's totally cloudy. And it'll look just as good a few nights before and a few nights after. And then send in your report to Astronomy Ireland magazine. You'll find the contact details for us on astronomy.ie.
Okay, so there's very interesting stuff then for people to watch out for. Any kind of shooting stars or anything at this time of the year or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, well, if we're looking further ahead, that's for the rest of June. Then in July, we've got the planets lining up with the moon again. And the big story for the summer is, first of all, we have the Perseid meteor shower in August. That's always a great watch. But also then in September, we have another eclipse of the moon that we'll catch part of from Ireland. And it just goes on month by month by month. So what we tell people is, well, we're producing this magazine for the general public. It costs around €1 a week because it's done mostly by volunteers. There are commercial magazines on the newsstands that cost two or three times that, and they don't even cover Ireland specifically. So do get Astronomy Ireland magazine. In fact, just go onto the website and subscribe to it. Yeah. €1 a week. Who can't afford that? Even when the cost of living is bad and times are tough, Your hobbies are the most important things to keep your mental health going. So the one thing you should certainly invest in during times like this are your hobbies.
Absolutely.
And who doesn't love space?
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for being with us again. And as I say, we'll remind people of that later on. But it's great talking to you once more. Good, and all the best. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. David Moore there, Chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, Mr. Astronomy, as I say. And that very interesting talk will be taking place on Monday, June the 6th, at 16th, I should say, at 8 p.m. online. If you go on to astronomy.ie, you'll get all the information there. It should be very interesting. Now we're going to take our break.